USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The police shooting that killed a 16-year-old black girl in Ohio could lead to a lawsuit. Insider.com reports the family of Micaiah Bryant talking with a lawyer after Tuesday's shooting in Columbus, but there's no word on who they would sue. Police say Micaiah Bryant was trying to stab two people at the time of the shooting, and the officer needed to act quickly. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine rejoining America's arsenal in our fight against the coronavirus. Federal health officials announcing yesterday the one-shot vaccine can be administered again after a more than one-week pause. While yesterday's announcement is meant to offer reassurance, there will likely still be many hesitant to get the shot. National Institutes of Health Dr. Francis Collins tells ABC's Good Morning America what he says to vaccine skeptics.
This is going to give you a wonderful boost of reassurance, or as Oprah said, you'll feel like a superwoman after you have the chance to have your immune system revved up.
15 women now reporting blood clots after getting the vaccine. That's out of 4 million women that have received it. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of sonsoflibertycbd.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about sonsoflibertycbd.com, and now I'm telling you, go to sonsoflibertycbd.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
As more Americans get vaccinated, we can start resuming normal activities, but that may not be as easy as you think for some of us. Florida psychiatrist Dr. Daniel Bober telling CBS News Friday why that is.
And so now that we have to come back into the world, you would think that we would all be happy, but it actually provokes a lot of fear in people because now they have to readjust yet again. We know there's been increases in depression, anxiety, insomnia, and so now adjusting to this new normal is actually quite fear-provoking for a lot of people.
For those anxious about resuming pre-COVID activities, Dr. Bober suggests going slow. As part of our national return to normal, President Biden will be meeting with more world leaders face-to-face. The White House announcing yesterday he'll visit the UK for a G7 summit and Belgium for a NATO summit, both visits coming in June. This will be his first international trip since taking office. One issue Biden and our allies might discuss, Russia. Opposition leader Alexei Navalny ending his 24-day hunger strike Friday after losing 33 pounds and coming close to death. Navalny protesting his imprisonment for what he calls politically motivated charges. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The state of Texas suing the Biden administration. Tim Berg has more.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing President Biden's administration for allegedly flouting its own COVID-19 rules in handling the surge of illegal immigrants crossing from Mexico. Texas AG Ken Paxton tells Fox Business this crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border reminds him of something similar during a previous administration.
This happened during the Obama administration. President Trump found a way to curtail illegal immigration, and with that, he was able to curtail the importation of drugs, human trafficking, all kinds of crimes that are happening along the border. Now, the cartel has amazing access that they did not have just, you know, a few months ago before President Biden came into office. So it's really shocking, but it's not surprising that these are the results we've got. That's what I don't understand.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A British woman known for her association with financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein making her first U.S. court appearance. Wendy King shares details.
British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell has pleaded not guilty to new sex trafficking charges filed last month related to allegations that she procured underage girls for Jeffrey Epstein. She previously pleaded not guilty to 6 counts of participating in a sex trafficking network run by Epstein. If convicted, she faces up to 35 years in prison. She's scheduled to stand trial in July. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.